Supply chains have become more visible and more global, and the question about their impact on the environment and global sustainability is increasing. The authors created this practical roadmap to include this green dimension in supply chains. You want to manage your supply chain and you care about the environment? Start by asking 5 fundamental questions about your supply chains and what you expect from it. This book, Green Supply Chain, an Action Manifesto, could help you in your choices, your reasoning, and your project thanks to deep analysis. What are the tangible and intangible benefits of moving towards a green supply chain? Green Supply Chains 195 by 300. What are the costs, both direct and indirect? What influence do we have over our suppliers, their suppliers and our customers, that would allow us to jointly work together and move the supply chain towards a green supply chain? How will we communicate and measure our progress towards the green supply chain to the key stakeholders? How will we engage them? What barriers to green supply chains can be expected and how can these be overcome? However, the author's analysis has revealed 4 key additional points to go further. In your understanding of this new problem, companies are still primarily focused on environmentally conscious internal production. Any company can become totally carbon neutral by outsourcing all its production. Shifting the carbon-producing activity up or down the supply chains does nothing more than hiding the dirt under someone else's carpet. A holistic approach to carbon management is required, and this is provided by the adoption of the green supply chain methodology. Environmental proactivism is generally assumed to come at an additional cost to the corporations. It is widely thought that going green is expensive. On the contrary, our modeling indicates that adoption of green supply chain methodology should result in overall cost reduction, providing this is done in a thorough and logical manner. Most business models are focused on growing the volume of their current offerings of goods or services to increase profits. A change in this focus towards providing customer end outcomes will not only reduce the impact on the environment but also secure and/or increase market share whilst improving profitability. Well beyond mainstream business thinking on the environmental impact of technology, our discussions with Professor Ernst von Weizsäcker, co-author of the book Factor 4, Doubling Wealth, Halving Resource Use 1998, with Amory and Hunter Lovins, highlight a radical concept aimed at doubling wealth, whilst concurrently halving resource consumption through innovative technological push. The implications for green supply chains and for business performance more generally are staggering. However, in the rest of this book, our conclusions are based on current technological limitations whilst noting that the Factor 4 thinking and its associated technological push would actually multiply the benefits significantly if brought into practice. If you want to launch this project, you will see that a move to green supply chains is not only necessary for sound environmental management, but it is also profitable and provides sound financial management. If you feel ready to make the move, this book will provide you with a clear strategic overview and actionable plan for the implementation of green supply chains.